This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Pod!
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Caps fans. What is going on? Welcome to What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast, a podcast about the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, the Metropolitan Division champions of the world. That's right, the Washington Capitals. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Joining me, as always, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
I'm not doing too bad. How you doing?
I'm feeling good. The Capitals, number one in the East. We have that locked up. Metropolitan Division champions. The last thing to do in the regular season. Well, there's two things we got to do in the regular season. Number one, Holtby's got to beat Brodeur's streak. And he's, we also need the
five away
in 10 games left.
Five away.
And we got the President's Trophy also in our sights. 10 games left. A lot to talk about. Let's talk about what happened this past weekend. Yeah, all right, we beat the Senators. Forget that one. Let's talk about that Pens
there
game.
There were good things to take out of the Senators game.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end of Caps World. Let's talk about that Pens game. What a cluster F of a game. That was friggin' terrible. For a team that's doing so well with so many points, with so many things on the horizon, what the hell? What happened here? That team broke down. First 5 minutes of that Pens game, I was like, holy crap, a series between these two in the playoffs is going to be just bananas. It is going to be awesome. And then after that five-minute mark, the Caps go, we're not scoring! And then got angry, and then everything just went to hell. What happened?
The interesting thing about that game is they were dominating at first.
They were murdering the Penguins for the first five minutes.
They had complete control of the puck. They had complete control of the play, but they could not put the puck on net. They couldn't put the puck behind the goalie. They were having plenty of opportunities. They couldn't score. And then the Pens went down and scored two relatively quick goals, and it was just like they were like, well, screw it. Game's over. We all want to go home. Like, they were just done. This was the team from a couple of years ago where they were just like, woe is me. My life is to. They went emo teenager and were just like, well, we hate everything. Screw this. They knocked all the stuff off the desk and walked out of the room. That was the entire thing. They're dominating. They're feeling good about themselves. They couldn't score. Maybe they were getting a little frustrated. And then the Pens go and score a goal and then score another one pretty quickly. And they're just like, well, we're done. We're going home. I don't want to play anymore.
It's just crazy how poorly and how fast that game changed. The Penguins, like Barry Trotz said afterwards, were definitely in playoff mode. The Capitals simply were not in playoff mode. They were not ready to play that game. They did not adjust well to that game. That scares me with this team. As everybody's high hopes for this season are for the Capitals to go a pretty long way in the playoffs. We're not going to say those magic words just yet, but everybody thinks the Capitals could be a good year for them. But now we're seeing shades of the team that we all know and that we all still love, even though they've teased us for so long. This is a team that gets frustrated very easily. That worries me going into these playoffs, that it went from being such a slobber knocker of a game to just the most frustrated team I've seen in a long time. For TJ Oshie and Sidney Crosby to get into a fist fight. Number one, I love seeing Crosby getting hit in the head.
Let's pause on that for a moment.
All right, we're putting Crosby, up the double bars.
We're putting up hold up. Crosby, who reaches around the referee to punch Oshie, gets no penalty retribution or punishment from the referees. However, Oshie, who punches Crosby for being the little biatch that he is, he's the one that gets in trouble. I understand the refs have a tough job, and I understand it's not the easiest thing when players try and get away with stuff, but he's punching right next to your damn head. I don't get it. That I couldn't believe it.
Crosby, like if he went, Crosby should have sat. No, just period. Crosby should have
either
sat.
Both of them sit or neither one of them sit. You can't have it one way or the other.
No.
One guy can't have one guy sit. They both sit or no one sits. If you want to call it, all right, well, they both throw in punches, you're both done. You send a message to the guys on both benches. You're not dealing with this nonsense. But for them to allow him to take shots and like, oh, well, you did too. You go sit, but he's okay. It's BS.
Yeah, not a fan of that call at all.
That was ridiculous.
But here's the thing. The Penguins, I said this on Twitter, got a lot of retweets, humble brag there. But the Penguins are a good team at agitating other teams. They're a good team at getting under your skin. It's not just because it's Penguins Capitals. The Penguins are just good at that. They can frustrate you. They can agitate you. They can get you off your game. And the Penguins played that game. The Caps played right into their hands. The Caps need to be able to...
And they're already frustrated.
Yes.
Because they couldn't score a goal. And then they're down. And then... Yeah.
Everything just broke apart for the Capitals. Yeah. That's what they need to work on going into the playoffs, of making sure that they can dictate the type of game they want to play throughout the playoffs. They cannot fall into the trap of what the Penguins did, and it completely worked for the Penguins. They agitated the team. They frustrated the team. They got them playing angry, and the Capitals aren't smart when they're angry. It's like them, you know, before having a Snickers bar or whatever.
That was so random. Now I want a Snickers bar. Thanks, man.
Anytime.
Now I have to go get some candy.
I want
to
pay. Yeah,
it was. I mean, it's just, if it was an anomaly kind of a thing. I mean, it kind of is in terms of how they got whooped so badly. But you hope that was just a one situation. But the fact that they're having these games where they're struggling to score goals, they're struggling to stay motivated, is not just a thing that we're noticing in the coaching staff. Like, the players know it too. I think it was Niskanen came out and said that they were having trouble staying motivated. That's a problem, because I don't think you're going to go into the first round of the playoffs and suddenly, first game, and be like, all right, game on, let's do it. Like, it's going to take you a little while, and you can't afford to do that in the playoffs. I know this is going to sound crazy to these guys, but you don't have to go to 7 games every round. You're allowed to beat teams in 4 or 5.
Don't tell Justin Williams that.
In 6. It's okay. They're not going to come and yell at you. You're allowed. So... I understand. When you clinch and you're as far ahead as you are in terms of points with, the rest of the league, let alone the guys in your division, I understand you can have a hard time staying motivated, but you're professional athletes. Do your job. If you're the coaching staff, do your job. Keep them motivated. That's what you're there for. I mean, aside from all the other things, but you're also there to keep them motivated. And this is a problem that's been going on for quite a while now. And I feel like this is something they're going to need to pick it up, because they don't have that many games left.
They got 10
games.
They don't
have a lot of time to get back in the right form and the right shape of mind, or whatever I'm trying to say. They don't have a lot of time to get ready to get back into things and be ready to go for the playoffs.
Now, a lot of people were, the sky was falling after that Penguins game in a lot of the blogosphere.
That was a little frightening.
For the Caps, everything was woe is me. It's over, man. This is it. This is the same old, same old. And then they beat the Sens pretty easily, and everyone's like, oh, they're back on track.
That was pretty handy win.
Yeah, let's.
That was a good win.
It was a good win, but at the same time, the Senators are not the Penguins. The Penguins are a better team. The Capitals, they can do well against crappy teams that probably aren't going to make the playoffs. But they need to show up. They need to show up. Take these 10 games that we have left, and a good amount of them are against teams that are probably going to be in the playoffs. Use that, and don't take nights off and stuff like that. Get ready for the playoffs by playing these playoff teams, because a lot of these teams are already in playoff mode. We saw that in Pittsburgh. The Capitals, they need to turn it on again. They were dominant before that big snowstorm that hit D.C. And ever since that snowstorm, they've never really been able to recover. They need to get back into that mindset of every game matters. Everything is important. We need to get as many wins as possible. They need to play hard. They need to continue doing what they're doing, because it's not working out right now. I'm very scared about them not being able to get out of the semifinals because of the way that they've been playing. And if they are going to continue to play the way they have in the past, they're not going to get past the semifinals, especially, like you said, with an injury hurting Alex Ovechkin right now, because if all the other guys that are supposed to be scoring instead of him aren't, then that's it, man. Season's over.
Game over, man. Yeah. I mean, the guy, I like to think that they have the coaching staff now that can sort of pick them up and get them ready to go when it comes to the playoffs. And like I said before, I can understand why they're having a little bit of trouble staying motivated when you're ahead like they are, but they do have some injuries bothering them. Ovechkin's got an injury that's lingering, and I think that we what did we talk last week about the fact that maybe they want to rest him every once in a while?
Right.
Give him a game or two off before the end of the season so he has a chance to rest. I guess that's not the case. But maybe now that they've clinched the Metro Division, that they've clinched the top seed in the East, they can rest him a little bit and give him a couple of games and give a couple of these guys a couple of games to – or a couple of games off to be able to – you're not going to heal. Whatever the things that are bothering you are not going to heal in that time, but maybe they get a little better. Maybe you're not hurting quite as much going into the playoffs, and when guys are going to be hitting you even harder and pushing even harder, and you have that little bit of extra energy to be able to push forward. That's my suggestion. I maybe give him a game or two off. But then, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But you also want to keep playing hope because you want him to get that record, because that would be pretty cool.
Right. Well, with Ovechkin, I don't know if you give him games off, but I think you maybe limit his minutes and not have him playing as many as he was at
you
one
can do
time.
That too, yeah.
But let's talk about the coaching staff here, because there's two things I want to bring up. Number one, the Mike Weber boarding call. I am shocked that he did not get any kind of call from the NHL. That was one of the worst boarding calls I've seen. I mean, when that happened, I jumped out of my seat and just screamed because I thought we just watched someone die. That was one of the worst things I've seen. And I was like, all right, he's gone at least three games. I'm shocked that nothing happened from the NHL, and I'm shocked that Barry Trotz kept him in the lineup. I didn't think that he was going to be playing against Ottawa. I figured he'd be getting a night off to cool his jets a little bit, to cool off and realize, hey, you can't play when you're dumb. And here's the other thing I'm a little surprised about with the Caps and the coaching staff. Dmitry Orlov had one of the worst games of his career in Pittsburgh. I don't think him and Orpik on the same line is working. I don't think it's good for the two of them to be on the same line. Yeah, I think you got to break that little pairing up. And he's another one I am shocked to see that you didn't sit for Ottawa. Of all the guys that sat, Nate Schmidt sat. And yeah, he didn't have a good game in Pittsburgh either, but I think he would be your third choice of guys to sit against Ottawa, because the I think Weber and Orlov both could have benefited from sitting up in the press box and seeing a game from up there.
Yeah, with going to the Weber thing first, I, like you, was very surprised that he did not get any sort of even a phone call.
Well, I mean, the guy,
even someone saying just like, hey, don't do that. That's not nice. Be nice to your fellow hockey players. You texted me when I, and that's why I found out that he wasn't going to get suspended. And I was just like, what? And I know he's a Caps player. We don't want Caps players to get suspended, but that was dumb. And like we've said, you don't get to play if you're going to be dumb. He was dumb. He deserved to sit. And I was very surprised that he didn't get anything.
Nothing.
Not a phone call, not a fine, not even a slap on the wrist.
I think that shows that the NHL is not punishing the play, they're punishing the outcome. Because the guy that he boarded, I think, got an assist 2 minutes later on a goal, or got the goal, or
maybe he shouldn't have hit him.
Yeah, he did something, you know, to go against.
He woke
the
him up. Good job, Weber.
Yeah, so I think like if the dude was actually injured and maybe had to leave the game, then Weber would have been suspended. But the fact that he was in, didn't miss a shift, I guess the NHL was like, he's good. Rub some dirt on it. He's fine.
He's like, all right, come on, let's go, boys. His leg is falling off, but he's okay. No, it's – I was very shocked that he was not gotten anything. I was very – I think you maybe have a point, the fact that some of the suspensions are – some of it could be regarding who you hit and some of it regarding how injured that person is. But it just goes to show that some of the NHL suspensions just don't make sense. Like, none of them just make any sense. If that's a bigger-name player that hits that dude, if it's Ovechkin – he gets at least a phone call.
He's sitting for 5 to 6 games.
I wouldn't be surprised at all for that to have been the case. Going back to Orlov, he's had his ups and downs. He's played really well some games. Some games he's made a lot of mistakes, and it's just we're not seeing some of the progression that we'd like to see. And sometimes he's phenomenal. He was getting really good at one point this season, and then lately he's been making some mistakes. I mean, one of the first Penguins goal or the second one was directly related to him trying to carry the puck out of the zone too much instead of making a pass, instead of making a simple just, you know, dumping up the ice a little bit. And he turned it over, the Penguins were able to go and score. He's not playing the way that you want him to be playing, especially going into the playoffs. And I, like you said, I was a little surprised that he got a jersey against Ottawa. Now, we don't know why Schmidt was out. We don't know if he was injured. We don't know if it was like they're just giving a rest. I don't think he did anything wrong. Maybe he was just getting a night off. But I was a little surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Orlov at some point gets a game or two off to sort of wake up.
I'm surprised. I really am. Of all the guys to sit, I don't know why. I'm not wishing injury onto him, but if that's the reason, okay. But other than that, I still can't believe you didn't you know bench Orlov or Weber. I'm shocked, and I don't want to see Weber, and I don't want to see Chorney sitting. I would much rather see Taylor Chorney if we have to see the seventh D man. I would much rather see him than I would Mike Weber. I have not been impressed with anything Mike Weber has done with the Capitals so far.
Well, he's played well, with the exception of hitting that year. Like he's a physical guy. He's played well. He's you know he's taking the body. He's blocking shots if he has to. But that was pretty bad. But I think Weber, with the exception of that, he's been a solid pickup. He didn't give up a ton to get him, so I'm not too concerned about it. Well, I think he's a solid veteran guy to have, but you can't do that anymore. No. That was just not smart.
What have you thought about Winnick?
I like Winnick. I think he was a solid pickup, but I don't like that we gave up. What did we get? We gave up Carrick, like, and a second round pick? That the Weber deal? It was a second round pick.
I don't remember.
I think it was a second round pick because we got Winnick at a fifth. Maybe. I like Winnick. I like the pickup. I think he's a very solid fourth liner. I think that fourth liner, whatever line he's on, has been very good. I think we gave up too much to get him. And
we gave up.
I don't think it's going to hurt them in the end because they have other guys. I don't mean in terms of like, I mean, in no offense to fans of Brooks Lake, but I mean in terms of giving up Connor Carrick to get him.
Right.
I think we'll be okay because we have guys like Christian Juice and Singethaler and Bowie, and I'm sure they're going to have someone else coming up in the near future that they'll sign out of college or they'll draft. That is another – I just realized – sorry, I saw this on Twitter. Chris Bork just scored. It's 7-0 Bears right now.
Good Lord.
Holy crap. They scored a touchdown!
I loved on Sunday that the Caps Penguins were in a game at the exact same time the Bears and the Baby Pens were playing. And the first goal the Capitals got literally came at the same time the Bears got their first goal in the game. It was as if they were on the same wavelength.
They both lost, though.
So they were.
That was unfortunate. But anyways, what were we talking about before the touchdown? I've totally gotten off track.
We're talking about Winnick and him coming.
Winnick, yeah. No, I like to pick up. I think we gave up too much, but I think it'll be okay in the end. It's not like when we got sent Forsberg for Eret. And while we had Kuznetsov and Burakovsky coming along or just starting their career in the NHL, Forsberg was a pretty much known that he was going to be a talented player, or at least a very good player in the NHL. And I think losing Carrick, it's not the end of the world, but I still think we gave up too much to get Winnick. And if you're going to move a guy like Carrick, you should bring in someone that's going to give you a lot more than a fill-in third liner, a good fourth liner on a good team.
All right, anything else we should talk about in Caps world?
The Caps extended their affiliate with South Carolina for another 2 years, so our plan of having the ECHL affiliate in Baltimore is going to be happening. It looks like anytime soon.
You ready to go for a road trip to South Carolina?
I do not. Well, actually, I'm going this summer to South Carolina, but not near – where is their team? Charleston? I don't actually know the answer to that question at the moment. I used to. Isn't it Charleston?
Maybe? I think it's in Charleston. Yeah. I don't know.
I just realized, like, I have no idea where they're located. I can't – where is it? Coliseum. Let's see. North Charleston. Ha-ha! I guessed correctly.
There you go.
There it is. Yeah. No, they've extended it for another 2 years. So that's nice. I think it's good that they have this sort of thing going with the Bears, and they keep there's consistency, and none of the teams are that far away. South Carolina is a little far.
Yeah, it's 9
closer
driving
to ECHL. It could be worse. I mean, some teams have their ECHL or even their AHL affiliate or across the country.
They fixed that, didn't they? With putting AHL teams out in California.
No, but isn't Calgary's like in Dallas? Or not Dallas. Hold on. Who's San Antonio's? Oh, no. I think they're Arizona now. Either way, at one point in time, LA's was in Manchester, on the East Coast. So that makes sense. But, yeah, no, it's nice to see. There are closer ECHL teams.
Like Reading?
Norfolk's team.
No, Norfolk's gone.
No. They're kind of ECHL team now.
They have ECHL. That's right.
Yeah, they're the, remember they like flip-flops.
Right.
So the ECHL team in Norfolk, I mean, that'll be closer. It's about the same time driving as – no, it's like an hour. It's a 3 hours from Norfolk?
Norfolk is 4 hours, at least for me it is.
I'm going to Google it. Well, you're in Baltimore.
I'm Baltimore.
For me, I'm going to look it up. Norfolk?
Because the
– I think it's like an hour long.
Okay.
For Hershey, would be like five, but that's not that bad.
You see, like, I know it's 4 hours for me because I try to do all the Oriole minor league teams, and they have the Norfolk Tides, and that's 4 hours away, and I'm true. Like, I'm not going to Norfolk for that.
No, they're what, double A?
I think they're double A.
Yeah. So
went to all the other ones, and I'm already excited. The Frederick Keys are going to have the Cowboy Monkey Rodeo back in July, and I'm definitely going to that game. Do you have any idea what the Cowboy Monkey Rodeo is?
I feel as though we've gotten off track.
I don't care, because this is amazing. It is sheep being herded by border collies, ridden by tiny little monkeys. It's amazing.
That's interesting.
I tried to get a suite for this game, and they're already sold out. The Cowboy Monkey Rodeo.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. It's too weird. Too weird for me.
You're dumb. You're so dumb.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like 3.5 hours to Norfolk. The point is, it could be closer, but it's not the end of the world. There's not a lot of caps. Anytime you have Vanacek down there, it'd be nice to be able to go see him, you know, if you're heading down to Norfolk for some reason. But, yeah, that's pretty much all the Caps news. I mean, they've clinched the Metro. They've clinched top seed in the East. That's nice to have. The players don't seem to care very much. They're a little upset with how they're playing right now. Holpe is definitely not happy with the way guys are playing. But
let's talk about that. The fact that after a win against the Senators, Holpe comes out and goes, yeah, we've been playing like crap. This sucks. The players at least know it. The fact that Holpe said it, I think, just speaks volumes because that dude is usually pretty quiet and not very, you know, doesn't make controversial statements like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's definitely been interesting, the fact that he is clearly not pleased, and he has every right to not be happy because the guys are not playing very well in front of him.
I feel as if a lot of those Penguin goals, at least on Sunday, they left him out to dry a little bit.
Yes. I was a little surprised he didn't get pulled earlier so that they could sort of save him from the Caps' inept defense.
Yeah.
It was bad. I hope he has every right to be upset, and it's going to be hopefully a situation where these guys are calling each other out on it. They're going to start to play better.
Hopefully. All right, so that's it for Caps World. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to do Down on the Farm. But before we do that, here's a word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the Puck? What the Puck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
In the past week, Hershey went 0-1-1 with a regulation and overtime loss to Wilkes-Barre Scranton. The Bears are currently 35-18-10, good for 81 points, putting them in a tie for first place in the East Division with Wilkes-Barre Scranton. They had that chance to go 7 points up, and instead they are tied with them. That is unfortunate. That's pretty much the second worst thing that could happen over those last two games. They could have lost both and be down by a point. Instead, they had a regulation and overtime loss. So that went poorly. The Bears are back at it tonight against Lehigh Valley, where they're up by a touchdown last that I saw. Then they have two games over the weekend, starting Friday in Utica and Saturday at the Giant Center against Albany. The giveaway that night, GM Doug Yinks bobblehead night.
Oh, hello.
I kind of want one. That's kind of cool. Could you imagine if they had like a Brian McClellan bobblehead? That'd be fun. I kind of want one. Or like a Ted Leonsis bobblehead.
Well, he wouldn't have the body for a bobblehead anymore.
No, the bodies are normal. It's the giant heads.
Yeah, his head's so small now.
He's thin. All right. That's, well, he has lost a lot of weight. Yeah. Anyways, down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 2-1 with wins over Florida and Greenville. They are currently 38-18-8, good for 84 points, which puts them first in the South Division, 2 points up on second place Florida. The Stingrays will be back at it on Thursday, Saturday, and next Tuesday, all of them against Atlanta. This week will be in the ATL, while Tuesday is at home. That's what's going on down on the farm.
All right, very cool. Bears, keep racking up those points, beat up those baby pens, get that first spot, that number one spot. Stingrays, take care of Vitek Vanacek. You know, make sure he's getting his muscle milk as much as he can. Get him in the north. I don't know. That's all I could think of. I don't know what else you eat to be healthy. All right, so that is it. Go Bears, go Stingrays. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, it is coming to a close. The NHL regular season is almost ended. Plenty of stuff going on around the NHL. Coach Dan Phillison, what's going on around the NHL?
Oh, there was a ton of news this week. So you ready? You got to buckle up, Brandon. Are you ready?
I am ready. Clicked in.
You ready to go? All right, here we go. You ready? Everybody stretch it out. Make sure you don't pull anything. All right, we're going to start in Philly where Chris Vandevelde, I guess, he's got a lot of letters in his name. He was suspended for 2 games for elbowing Chicago's Jonathan Toews. Yep, that's it. That's all the news from the past week in the NHL. It was very boring. I went around and I found nothing, not a zilch. No news with the exception of that douche getting suspended.
I did see a little bit of NHL news that PK Subban is making his first full team practice after that really bad hit in the head from a couple weeks ago.
Not news.
Well, he's at least practicing.
I mean, it's nice to see that the guy's okay, but, like, you know, play a game. Come on.
All right. Well, if you guys want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, we are both on Twitter. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. And some of you actually were very kind and actually did tweet to me this past week. Tell me that I sounded okay, even with Bell's palsy. And I'm very happy to report.
You do sound good. You sound normal.
I sound better than I did.
Maybe a little sleepy.
I'm very sleepy, but the Bell's palsy is going away even more now. I still got a little bit as we're still podcasting, but it was very awesome to hear people that have downloaded the show saying, like, dude, you're fine. Keep doing what you're doing. So thank you guys very much for reaching out and tweeting to me at Brando Cash. If you want to tweet Coach Dan and tell him how terrible he sounds, where can people tweet to you at?
Yeah, there's that guy that gave me crap about the microphone on Facebook. It's not me! It was Skype or Google Hangout. I don't remember which one we used that particular week. But yeah, that it's not my fault. My microphone is – it could be my computer.
Maybe.
That's certainly a possibility. But yeah, if you want to apparently talk crap to me, you can find me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan. Now, this is normally where I would talk about Capitals Outsider, but in this portion of the show, I would like to give a shout-out to my buddy Adam Marcus, who is currently a finalist in the Caps Community Leader Contest. The winner gets to attend what is supposed to be the final home game and get a jersey off of a player's back. Now, Adam is a diehard Caps fan who works as an adapted PE teacher in PG County, as well as works with the Special Olympics Maryland at the Winter and Spring Games. He also volunteers with a local blind hockey program assisting blind and visually impaired players. He helps them enjoy the game of hockey. If you want to know where you can help him out, go on, vote as many times as you can. Go on there, head to my Twitter page, my pinned tweet, if that's what it's called, has the link. Go vote for him. Vote for Adam. He's a good guy. Give it a shot. Now, Brandon, why don't you tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
All right, go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there, as well as Facebook.com/WTP Podcast and on Twitter at WTP_Podcast. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know if you like us and follow us. And we're also posting news articles, funny videos, photos, whatever we find interesting about the Capitals, we will be posting on those pages as well. So make sure you check us out over there on Facebook and Twitter. Now, guys, we do this show for free. You listen, you stream, and you download for free. All we ask in return is for you to please tell people about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr. Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat and Periscope. I just got a Snapchat and I'm so confused. And
I didn't know you were on there.
I just signed up today. Somebody already has Brando Cash. I want to know who took my name. That's crap, man. I want my Brando Cash name. I'd put an underscore in between Brando and Cash.
Oh, no.
But I don't understand Snapchat. Don't follow me on there. I'm so confused. I don't
know. Too late. I clicked a button.
I'm so old. But anyway, check us out. Let people know. Share us. Do everything you can to spread the word about the Capitals. If you have friends, you want to get into hockey, the Capitals are going to be in the playoffs. That is official now. We got some special stuff planned for the playoffs, so make sure you tell them if they're just kind of, you know, the bandwagon fans. We like them too. Maybe they need a little extra push to get into hockey a little bit more. We're here to do that for them. So let people know. We're available for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and over. So there's plenty of ways to listen to us. Until we talk again, we got a couple games we got to discuss. On Friday, March 25th, the Capitals are in D.C. up against the Devils at 7 o'clock. That will be on Comcast Sportsnet. I'm sorry, Ming Chen, our buddy who's been on the show before, but go Caps. Beat those Devils. Saturday, yeah. March 26th. We have the Capitals back home in D.C. up against the Blues. That's the return of... Troy Brower.
Troy Brower.
Is that his first time back in D.C.? I think it is.
I want to say yes.
I think it is, yeah. So yeah. We'll be welcoming Troy Brower back. That game is at 7 o'clock, Comcast Sportsnet. That's a giveaway night for the Capitals. They're pretty rare, but you're going to get a Yevgeny Kuznetsov action figure that looks nothing
I want
like,
one.
Looks nothing like Yevgeny Kuznetsov. Not even a little bit. Looks terrible. But if you guys want to pick me up one and give me one, that's fine. I'll take it.
Yeah, hook me up.
And then on Monday, March 28th, the Capitals staying in D.C. up against the Columbus Blue Jackets. That game is at 7 o'clock, Comcast Sportsnet. So, guys, we will be back with a new show on Wednesday to prep you for Caps Flyers. Oh, man, that's going to be a fun one to watch next Wednesday. That'll be a team we potentially could see in the first round. So, yeah. All right, guys. So,
8 o'clock.
Yeah. So that is it for the show this week. Thank you so much for listening to us. Everybody, say it loud. Say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.